Young eagles must learn to fly on the winds of heaven with their wings of faith and love. It's the law of God you cannot deny, that young eagles must learn to fly. Oh, where your mantle at, Pat? Where your mantle at? Huh? You can't hear it at home, man. You can't go on any of these trips now without your mantle. Hear it. Don't get it no more. One of the old prophets spoke in the Old Testament. He began to see the New Jerusalem, get a revelation of it as being the eagle's nest of God. Built up high in the mountain. Jesus confirmed that's exactly what it was when he said, whithersoever the carcass is, there are the eagles gathered together. And the prophet said, the eagle stirreth her nest of her young, and pusheth them out onto the wind. The heavenly winds, that they might soar up high, said it's the law of God, young eagles must learn to fly. Receive that revelation of the New Jerusalem as the nest of God in the last days. He began to see the young eaglets come out of the nest, fly a little bit on one wing, fall down, and they'd fly a little bit on the other, and stumble and stagger around through there. Finally get them all, their wings synchronized, moving together and start soaring. It's Spirit of God began to speak to him. You don't have to do that as an eagle of God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. For I've trained you well with your wings of love and faith. Get in groups, divided up to where one group will have musicians, people that know the way around. Because if all of you turn you loose, you won't be eagles, you'll be like chickens, everyone running their own way. You don't know where to go, don't know where you are. When you get there, you don't know where you've been. Oh. So we're going to move in wisdom. Now, we want to divide up today, wisdom of the Lord, and we want to be getting everything rounded up to where we can hit the places over the weekend. Lord spoke to me this morning, gave me a warning about some of the children here that should be in school, that we're going to have problems if we started running out there now. So, okay, we'll just do what the Lord said. We'll just get ready and wait upon him, renew our strength, and then we'll go tomorrow, okay? Ooh. Now, look like the primary place the Lord leading is to the beaches. That's your gathering place for most of the people. Now, there is quite a few young groups, Jesus groups, and so on and so forth. We need to visit. But I'm going to leave that up to the individual teens, where they go. All right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, who all here that knows their way around on the beaches? You know your way around. I guess Cheryl and Paula don't. And I'm sure Ron Davis does. Doesn't he? Okay, let's see. Who all's in the advanced team? No, I'm talking about in the truck. Well, we don't have. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Brother Ron Davis is with you, isn't he? Okay, I'm going to swap him and put him over to Jesse's team. You don't have a guitarist or anything with you, do you? All right, Ron Davis and Carol will go over to Jesse's team, and I'll put Cheryl and Lee with you. You don't have any singers with you, do you, other when I take Ron away, do you? And y'all swapped up. And then they come out. Okay. Then I'll let them go with you, all right? And then Cheryl and Lee with you. Cheryl knows her way around the beaches. Ooh. Brother Joe, do you have any singers with you? I mean any prolific singers. I know there's some of them that's potential, but they've been sort of slack on their singing. We won't call any names, of course. Let's see, how about Joe, you get one team, and let's see. Bob said you get guitars, don't you? Bob be team number four. I know Brother Jerry cannot sing. I mean, he can sing, but no one likes to hear it except he and I, so. That makes us four. That's not going to do it either. Who else had a truck here? Ed, you have one? You don't have any singer, do you, do you? Well, she can't sing in English. No one, no, everyone understands Spanish. Okay, you be team number five, then. You don't have any kind of portable. You don't have any little piano. Poor thing. Ooh. Listen, I tell you, Jesse, let's get the. Mono group sort of divided up. You, brother, your wife go with Jesse, would you? Y'all be on that team where you get. I want to get the ministries, what the Lord's doing, and you don't have to understand it all. You can if you want to, but get like ministries together where they can begin to sort of operate together and feed off one another, all right? So if you don't need to understand it, well, you just let me do it between you and I and the Lord, and then you can just relax in it, okay? Oh. It'll be team number five. You have driver's license and everything, don't you? Do you know your way around on these beach? You don't know your way around on these beach. Lord said get 16, so. If I miss someone here that can play a guitar or some kind of musical instrument. You got a guitar? Brother John, you got a guitar? Okay, won't you swap in then and you go with it. Who are you with? Okay, Brother Jerry, you and Brother Rick. Be team number six, all right? And then Brother Harry go with you to play the guitar. Who we got to sing? You may not need it, but you know, this will be a good come on, just to sit down there somewhere and start playing and singing. Keep you from tearing out among them like a bunch of young bulls, you know, killing all the doves. Getting in a fight with all the bullocks and scaring all the sparrows off. All right, that gives us six teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That ought to be, we ought to be able to divide up like that. The Lord said get 16, so that's what we'll do. All right. Have you started singing yet? You did. Let's hear you. Father hath possessed me. Give these out, if you will. Whatever. Ooh. Ooh. Start at the top when they get everything going. Ooh. Part of the old eagle's job is to stir all the old husk out of the eagles, too. Ooh. People that used to move with their talents and singing, just sit down and let them dry up. Strike them. One of the works of the mantle is to strike those fountains. Oh, that have drying up, become stagnant, to strike them with life, see? You strike them with life. Say, command thou to live. Ooh, so we're going to strike two fountains here, and we're going to go through this.
Jesus, alive before me, your head and hair, white as wool.
your feet.
And your feet like thine bright.
Fine shining brazen.
All burned in a fire.
Burned in a fiery furnace.
A golden girl. Sing that over again, number four there. We're clothed upon one with my Father. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and
wide as
snow.
shining like the sun. Shining before me. Your living voice. Like the waves of many waters. Clothing
wow.
Ritchie.
A golden girdle.
Look at me. What is it that keeps you righteous before God? Can somebody tell me? What? Yeah, but what is it? What kind of action?
Faith.
What is the righteousness of the kingdom of God? No. What is it? What did Paul, the plumb line minister, say it was? Faith, sure, but it produces something. The kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy in what?
Holy Ghost.
Oh. Oh. Also, Paul said, another place, hold it there, Rick, said, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Everyone look at it, and I want to explain something to you. When you first are filled with the Spirit, you have an anointing abiding in you. But it is the fullness of the Holy Ghost that you begin to come in contact with Jesus, recognize me, clothes upon you, and that girdle comes upon you. It wasn't just as wide as this mantle, but it was a breastplate. Went from all the way to your voice, whew, down to your innermost beams, out to your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he said, put on that breastplate of righteousness, which is able to do what, Brother Ron? Quench all the fiery darts of Satan. You see, all the attacks of the spirits of Satan are into the Spirit, into your spirit, into your anointing. Said the Holy Ghost has come to bring the fullness of Christ. Said you have the small voice of grace in there. said, you have the anointing power, but said, a lot of other spirits and other voices begin to come in there. Said, so don't wait on just that little voice of grace. Said, let it develop into a whole breastplate of righteousness. Said, where it controls your whole voice. Look at it now. See, it controls your voice. Keeps him from hitting you in the throat with your voice. Controls your lung, your heart, your confession. Your love, your bow that comes out of your bow to mercy, that living water that comes from your innermost being. Said, fact of being, this time you get through with this breastplate, said, it's going to have the whole life of Christ going all over. Now, where does your knowledge of grace come? Through here? Oh, put on the helmet of salvation. By grace through faith. Ooh. Let that knowledge build in your mind. So you'll know who you are, what you can do, what you have. To cover your whole head with that new mind of Christ. So let it possess you to where you know who you are, what you have, where you are, what you can do, and what to do in every situation. And fill it with that knowledge. And said, let that breastplate of salvation, let that helmet of salvation and that breastplate of righteousness just tie together. This is what it did. Oh, that helmet of salvation, just like an old Roman soldier warrior came down just like this. Oh. Oh. That knowledge, living knowledge tied in with the truth, the Spirit, you had them working together. Whew. You didn't know that's what that meant, did you? Didn't they teach you that, Brother Bob, down into it? They did. Did they teach you that, Brother? No. They didn't teach you either. Well, now we know. Said, all is left exposed is your face. And said, remember, you washed away your face and you have the face of Jesus. Nothing don't bother that. Important. Got it made there, Rick. It's important that we understand that the fullness of the Holy Ghost comes not by us exercising the anointing we have, but by us receiving the fullness of Christ, clothed upon and saturated, which brings that girdle of the fullness of the Holy Ghost with it, strikes that anointing in us, graduates it, is that the word? Graduates it into the fullness. Now, many people will try their best to receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost by starting off with the gift of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. You get liberty. But the fullness never comes that way. The fullness of the Holy Ghost comes with Christ. God has chosen that way, that's the way it's going to come. You get the inner working of the anointing with Christ, on Christ when you're saved. When he comes alive now, you get the inner working, the anointing abides in you. But the fullness comes from that girdle around him, and you accept, let him clothe on you. And whatever he has, it lays hold on you. Let's sing that last part there. See you, Jesus, clothe upon me one more time. And let's go through it this time. Don't swami on me, all right?
See you, Jesus, clothed upon me.
Now, follow him down with your hand. Come on there, Ed. Not time for the girl, Ed.
Head and head.
Follow him down with your hand, Bat, right there. Oh, feeling good.
That's what I
Same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As you look at him by faith, and you begin to feel that glory begins to come on you, and begins to clothe on you, move down through you, and begins to change you from one wave of glory to another into his image of peace, his image of love, his image of power, his image of glory, and all of his character. I see you, Jesus.
I see you, Jesus.
Clothe upon me.
Clothe upon me.
Your head and hands.
Your head and hands.
As white as wool.
As white as
wool. Feel him clothe down on you. As white.
Oh.
life possess me. Feel him just move all over your body now. Oh, explain something now. When you're saved, Christ is regenerated in you. You get filled with the Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have the anointing abiding in you. But here we see Jesus revealed in his fullness, the golden girdle around his chest. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. And he revealed himself for us to look at him. And as he changed us into his image, then the fullness of the Holy Ghost became ours also. Many people have the idea that they can get the fullness of the Holy Ghost by just speaking in tongues, singing in tongues, without going on into the fullness of Christ. But this is not true. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now look at something else. Paul the Apostle explaining it. He said, put on the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate of righteousness. Kingdom of God and righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What keeps you moving in the righteousness of Christ is that breastplate of that anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's not what you know and you don't know. It's the working of the Holy Ghost. That breastplate that quenches all the fiery darts of Satan. Stops all the voices and all the temptation. Now here we see John describing it as a golden girdle around his chest. Then he said, put on the helmet of salvation. Here's where your knowledge comes, by grace through faith. Oh, it ties right in there. That anointing comes all the way up to your voice. And the breastplate of the helmet of salvation comes all the way down. Ties into it. Spirit and truth. Once spirit and truth is established in your life, your mind is working together with anointing of the Holy Ghost, you've got it. Nothing can touch you. Say, well, his face is exposed. Haven't you wash away your face and you have the face of Jesus? Nothing touches that, does it? Ooh. See it? Ooh. Ooh. Knowledge of salvation is by grace through faith. He has given you his fullness as a gift, and you enter into it as your acts of faith. That's how simple grace is. You don't believe it that way, do you? You've been working for it all your life. What do you want to start believing it now for? Oh, you found out that working for it didn't get it, didn't you? Oh, now it's by grace through faith. So let's sing that again. And then let's just close our eyes and feel Jesus clothing upon us. And feel that girdle of that full anointing of the Holy Ghost come right down across our chest. And just be absorbed right on the inside and begin to get a taste of what is getting ready to work in your life as you move on in this, all right? I see you, Jesus.
I see you, Jesus.
Clothe upon me. Fall him down with your see it? Oh, your head and hair. Oh, that's it, Mama. Now do. As white as wool. Just feel him settle on you there, Jim. As white as snow. And eyes of fire. Just possess you, saturate you. Ah, oh. Ah, oh. Oh. Ah. Possess you, saturate you, make that action of faith. When you make an action of faith, he does just what he says he'll do. He just saturates you, possesses you. Now just feel it come alive in the hole. Once you made that confession of faith, he did it. Just by grace through faith. Singing and just feel him come from inside. Ah, 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 ah. That's it. Feel that glory moving. Ah.